Inclusion Now 63, Inclusive Practice. Capacity Building DPO's Inclusion Champions Report. This Inclusion Champions Project Report is an important resource for building capacity in disabled people's organisations, DPOs, as well as the wider inclusion movement. It addresses campaigning for inclusive education as a human rights and social justice issue, in line with ALFI's Send Review, Consultation and Submission, as outlined by our chairperson on page 10. And the rest of this article is an illustration by Stephen Lee Hodgkins, which has a combination of text and pictures in it. So at the top of that, it reads, "Disabled people, some history and politics. The history of disability is characterized by discrimination." And there is an image that looks like, these are somewhat stylized images, so a little hard to describe, but it looks like someone in a suit who may be some kind of educational authority locking a child in a cage while someone who might be the child's mother is in the background looking on. In the 1700s, asylums encouraged paying visitors to watch inmates as a form of entertainment. In the next panel, yet collectives of disabled people have developed a unique culture of pride and power. And you've got an image of several different disabled people. They kind of look like they're performing on a stage, someone's painting a picture, it looks like someone is using sign language. The block telephone process of the 1990s showed disabled people's rejection of negative media and social stereotypes. In the third panel, which come about through disabled people's organisations, DPOs. And there's an image of a building with disabled people visible in each of the windows. There's a ramp at the front with someone coming down the ramp and people waving to each other outside the building, one of whom has an assistance dog. And it says below, "DPOs have grown and developed in the UK since the 1970s, are run and controlled by disabled people and focused on human rights." And then in the next panel it says, "This is with a diverse voice that disabled people speak out." And you've got several disabled people in a row. One's using sign language, one's holding up a placard that says rights on it, one's using a megaphone. And it says, "Disabled people were highly influential in bringing about the UK's Disability Discrimination Act in the 1990s. In the next image, it says, "Though disabled people do not enjoy full human rights." And you've got a disabled person walking down the street, coming up to a barrier across the street with someone behind it stopping them, and there's a United Nations flag behind the barrier. And the text below says, "In the 2010s, the UN Disability Committee found the UK government to have violated disabled people's rights." In the next panel it says, "Many young disabled people and children are segregated within the education system." And you've got an image of a school with two children walking outside, and then there's a wall, and behind the wall there's another child sitting down looking sad with a sort of rain cloud above them. And the text below says, "Article 24 of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities sets out the right to inclusive education, yet the UK does not fully comply with it." In the next panel, the text above says, "This divides us," and there's an image of disabled people protesting in the streets and police with riot shields and batons attacking them. And below that it says, "A key problem is that services and resources focus on deficits and not the participation of young disabled people." In the next panel it says at the top, "But together disabled people and their organisations protest for change." And there's an image of a disabled person standing in the street holding up the hand and stopping a bus that's driving towards them. And the text below says, "In the 1990s, Direct Action Network, DAN, brought London buses in Whitehall to a standstill as a protest against inaccessible transport." And the next one says, "We are experts in access and have a wealth of lived experience to offer." And there's an image of a disabled person holding out a book with an owl sitting on their arm and little images of a light bulb with a chain being broken. And it says below, "While UK authorities have been required to consult disabled people since 1986, our insights are often overlooked." And the next one says, "Our shared goal is to achieve citizenship, self-direction, choice and control." And there's a picture of a person holding a bow and arrow and pointing it towards a target in front of the Houses of Parliament. and it says below, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is an international human rights treaty to protect our rights and dignity. And the next one says, because inclusion benefits everyone, there's a picture of three people, one of whom is a wheelchair user, pressing their hands together, and above their heads there's a heart and a star and a musical note. And it says, despite protections, disabled people remain marginalised in many areas of life. And in the final panel, it says, and this begins with inclusive education. There's an image of two people sitting together looking at a book with a sunrise or sunset behind them. And below it says, children who learn and play together will grow into adults who can understand and respect each other's differences. And at the bottom, there is the Twitter URL saying at HodgkinsSL for Stephen Lee Hodgkins.